All right, let's begin. As we approach Tisha B'Av, I think that even though oftentimes we try to think about the better things in life and the blessings of life, and rather than focus on the tragedy and really the difficulty of our existence, I think that Tisha B'Av comes along and we all pay a little bit more attention to the golus and to the difficulties of our existence over the past millennia. There's a little more sensitivity to the suffering of the Klal Yisrael. I think in our day today, we have had an unusual taste, an unusual reminder of the challenges of the Golus, not living in that idyllic society in Eretz Yisrael, where there's a Beis HaMikdosh and where the world lived, or we lived on a different plane altogether.
Wait, do you mind if I record, by the way? I'm sorry.
No problem.
Recording in progress.
So, what happens? What happens is that when we look at the events of the past year and a half, although we probably have no authority or wisdom enough to understand why they took place, but there are some lessons that we probably could learn. And I think there's one lesson which can be very helpful to actually affect our entire matzav. What do the coronavirus and the Miron tragedy on Lag BaOmer, and the tragedy in the Stolen Abyss Medrash, and the tragedy in Surfside have in common? And I'd like to suggest that there's something that they have in common, which is really very basic to our lives. They all represent situations that we never focused enough or much or at all on the need to put our trust in Hashem. I don't know anyone who before Corona walked around having bitochen that Hashem will not bring a pandemic upon the world. It's just something that we didn't pay attention to. We took for granted that, with a reasonable amount of hygiene and health and precautions, that we'll all be all right. But a pandemic of such dimensions, nobody ever thought, we better rely on Hashem to make sure. I don't think people that climb up to bleachers, in a stadium or in Lag BaOmer or in the Stolen Abyss Medrash think that, we're relying on Hashem to keep this from falling, from crushing, from collapsing. We take it for granted. We live in a certain world of teva. Things are made or constructed in a way that they should be stable and they should be sturdy. And the thought doesn't occur to us. And how many people, when they enter a building, or they go to sleep at night in a tall building, do they think about the possibility of the building collapsing in the middle of the night? And, I better put my trust in Hashem that this building doesn't collapse in the middle of the night. These are things that we just take for granted. And I think all of these four things come together and say, hey, maybe there's another dimension that we need in our connection to Hashem, in our reliance in Hashem, in our bitochen in Hashem, that's been very elusive to us, and we have not yet really focused enough on it. And let me try to explain how I think this can affect the broader picture. There's a sefer from, it's called Rav Avrom ben Ramoch. Maybe from the late Rishonim, together with the Chachmei Safarad, exactly in that tkufa. I don't know exactly where. I really should have it checked out. And he learns pshat in a posuk in Tehillim, in Nun Zayin, posuk Beis, which really is simple. It seems the posuk is screaming that out. This is a kapitel where David HaMelech is once again running away from Shaul, who was out to destroy him. And the second posuk says, Choneini Elikim Choneini. Have chanina, have rachmonis, or matnas chinom. You know, be kind to me, be gracious to me, be merachim olai. Ki becho chosoyu nafshi. Because in you has my nefesh taken refuge. Chosoyu nafshi, uvetzel knofecho echese ad yavor havois. And in the shadow of your wings, I will take refuge, until this tzora passes, until Shaul, you know, leaves me alone. So David HaMelech seems to be saying two things. I ask you, choneini elikim choneini, because number one, b'cho chosoyo nafshi, my nefesh has taken refuge in you, and uvetzel knofecha echese, and I will now take refuge in you, until Shaul disappears, until Shaul leaves me alone. So it sounds like there's a constant, a present, and a future. And the Rebbe Avrom ben Ramoch says as follows, Roy lechoshet choneini. It's appropriate, it's worthy that you should have chanina on me. Lefi she'ein bitchoini b'cho be'eis hatzorah levad. My bitochen on you is not only in a time of hatzorah, that's, I've trusted in you, I trust in you always from time immemorial until this moment. I'm always trusting in you, in everything, in every aspect of my existence. And also now, I'm in the worst, in the strength of tzoras, because Shaul is pursuing me for my life. I'm going to take refuge in the shadow of your wings. I'm going to take refuge in you. Ad yavor zman hachnois v'horadofois asher shol oiseli, until the time of Shaul's redifus end. So he seems to be saying that David HaMelech comes to Hashem and says like this, Shaul's approaching, Shaul's trying to attack me, and I'm taking refuge in you. I'm expressing my bitochen in you. I'm trusting you. I'm relying on you. But that's not the reason, or that's not the whole reason why it's worthy of you to have rachmonis on me. It goes further than that. Because I say have rachmonis on me, because this is not a one-time occurrence. I don't just put my trust in you when I have a tzora. When Shaul's pursuing me, all of a sudden, now I take refuge in Hashem. I always trust you. My whole life, me'oz ve'ad ato. I'm always focused on your chesed. I'm always focused on bitochen. Whether I'm walking the streets well, I'm focused on your bitochen to protect me from any illness. Whether I'm standing in a bleachers, I'm focused on your bitochen to prevent me from getting damaged from the bleachers from caving in. And the same thing in the shul. And when I'm in a building and I'm on the 10th floor or the 11th floor or the 12th floor, I'm focused on you, that you're going to maintain me and save me and assure that nothing happens to me. My bitochen in Hashem is 24/7, 365 days a year. My bitochen of Hashem is without a hesach hadas. I'm always relying on you. And therefore, even when I rely on you in a time of tzora, I say to you, I'm really worthy. Now, of course, in a time of tzora, if I have bitochen, Hashem will help me. Hashem even helps a rosho, afilo rosho b'teach b'Hashem chesed yisoyvavenu. But I deserve it. I am roi l'choshet choneini because of the fact that I am not a reliant one who relies on you only in an eis tzora. I'm always relying on you, and therefore it's worthy. I deserve it. It's not nama de kisufa. It's not that you're doing me a special favor when I have a tzora and I'm turning to you, then you respond, which you do, but it goes beyond that. I'm a regular. I'm always there. I'm always relying. And therefore, I say to you, Roi l'choshet choneini. It's worthy and it's appropriate. So I think there's a number of things that, and I think really that may be the lesson that we could learn from these multiple tragedies, that they were events that nobody suspected. They were events that nobody took special precautions. They were events that nobody would have said, I have to have bitochen in Hashem, that there shouldn't be a pandemic, that there shouldn't be a breach of the bleachers or in these bleachers, or that a building shouldn't collapse. We don't think in those terms. But the truth of the matter is, if we wish to have the ultimate bitochen in an eis tzora, a bitochen that not only Hashem says, well, you're trusting me, I can't let you down, but a bitochen that says, we're worthy, roi l'choshet choneini, as David HaMelech said, choneini elikim choneini, because my bitochen is not seasonal, my bitochen is not tzora related, my bitochen is shtendik, is always, is endless, is tmidis. And therefore, since I have that ongoing, constant, uninterrupted relationship with you, no matter what I do, I'm relying on you. And therefore, I ask you, I'm worthy that you should help me in this eis tzora with the bitochen that I have, that Shaul will not be able to kill me. I thought to myself that maybe this is related to the broader issue of golus. You know, we say in Shmoneh Esrei every day, "Es tzemach David avdecho mehira satzmiach v'karnei torim mishu asecho." We ask that the seed of David HaMelech should blossom, and the Yeshua should come through Malchus Beis David. Why? Ki lishuoscho kivinu kol hayoyim. Because we hope for your Yeshua all day long. Not kol yoim, kol hayoim, all day long. It seems that what this means is, not that we're hoping for the Yeshua kol hayoim, for the geula, for the coming of the Mashiach. That's too much to assume that everybody who says Shmoneh Esrei is constantly kol hayoim, focused on, I'm awaiting the Mashiach. We do other things besides awaiting the Mashiach. But it means, because we're always waiting for your Yeshua. Whether it's from a pandemic that we never dreamt would come, whether it's from a fall of a bleachers, whether it's from a fall of a building, whatever it may be, we're always awaiting Yeshua. Every breath of life, every hishtadlus in Parnoso, every effort that we make in Shiduchim, every effort that we make in Refuah, everything that we do, every step that we take, he's Mechem Etzadei Gover, he's Noisen LaYoiv Koyach, he's Pekeach Ivrim, he's Malbish Arumim, he's Mater Asurim, he's Zoikev Kefufim. Every step we know we're relying on you. If that's the case, Ki Lishuoscho Gvino Kol Hayoyim, now we have an ultimate schus that we should actually become more deserving of the Estzemach Dovid Avdecho. Not only do we wait for the Mashiach, we say every day, how a Jew says it, after close to 2,000 years, every single Shabbos morning, it's with Tabina spoil. Mimkoimcho malkeinu sofia v'simloich oleinu ki mechakim anachnu loch. We're still waiting. Close to 2,000 years in exile, and we're still waiting. Amazing bitochen. Amazing that we don't give up. But there's something that takes that even further. There's something that assures that will become not only a schus, but a deserved, a well-deserved schus. As the Rebbe Avrom ben Ramoch says, Roi lechoshet choneini. I become worthy of this chanina. Not only I get it by dint of the fact that I have bitochen that you'll save us, but I'm constantly connected to you. I'm constantly b'chor b'tachti every moment of the day. Me'oz ve'adato. And that combined schus together is a power where we really become worthy of seeing and of having and of experiencing the gula. So I thought that if we wanted on this, these days, and on this Tisha B'Av, the days before, we wanted to really focus on something that we could do that would be seasonally appropriate to maybe end. Maybe that this Tisha B'Av, if not even this one, but at least this Tisha B'Av, should be the last. And after that, there should be Simcha V'Sosen LaYehudim. Well, maybe besides the Mechakim Anachnu Loch, the fact that Achak Eloi B'chol Yoim Sheyovoi, Achak Eloi, the Rambam didn't say Kol HaYoim, B'chol Yoim, every day I await him. But Lishuos Chokivinu Kol HaYoim, I'm constantly focused on Hashem. And that adds a dimension of worthiness to the Geula, which could certainly make a difference in the time, in the speed, in the closeness, or in the bringing closer the Geula. And the truth of the matter is, when a person is Lishuos Chokivinu Kol HaYoim, it's a life of Menuchas HaNefesh. It's Menuchas HaNefesh because nothing to worry about. I'm constantly, whatever it is, in business, in work, I have challenges every 5 minutes. But no, all the challenges, Lishuos Chokivinu Kol HaYoim, I'm waiting for you to take care of it. And some even say Lishuos Cho means your Yeshua Hashem. Not the Yeshua that comes from you, but your Yeshua. It's your salvation. Why? Because it's your problem. You feel that problem maybe more than we feel that problem. So Lishuos Cho Kivino Kol HaYoim. It gives such a Menuchas HaNefesh, such peace of mind. There's nothing to worry about. It can take out all of the tension of life. I have so many things, I have so many problems, I have so many difficulties, I have so many challenges. They're your challenges, they're your problems, they're your difficulties, and I'm relying on you to take care of them. And I'm hoping, and I refuse to give up hope that you're going to take care of them. What a sense of peace of mind. What a sense of Menuchas HaNefesh. It's all up to him. It's not up to me. I do my Hishtadlus because I have to do Hishtadlus. But I know that ultimately he does it. The Hishtadlus is, the Sipurnu says on Ona Hashem Atzlich Ono, Shenatzliach Li Hishtadel. It's a tefillah, not that our Hishtadlus should be crowned with success. Hishtadlus is not crowned with success. Hashem does everything. Ona Hashem Atzlich Ono, as we should be Matzliach, to do the proper Hishtadlus, to fulfill the mitzvah of Hishtadlus. But in terms of the results, Hashem doesn't make our Hishtadlus succeed. Hashem takes care of everything all by himself. I think that's such a powerful sense of Menuchas HaNefesh. My father-in-law once told me that the Briska Rav told him that on Rosh Chodesh, when he gives out his chalukah to his koilo, he never has an idea of where he's going to get it from the next month. And if ever he does, it never works out. And I told my father-in-law, Hashem is saving him from the nesoyin of Havtocha b'nadivim. Because if ever you would think, oh, this guy, it works out, so then you're relying on him. You're not relying on Hashem. When I rely on a person, I can't have Menuchas HaNefesh. How do I know for sure he's going to give it to me? How do I know for sure he's not going to lose money? How do I know for sure that he's not going to be out of town? How do I know for sure anything? I called somebody today who's been giving us such beautiful donations every year, and I know him for so many years. He can't do it. He can't do it. He says he almost didn't call back because he felt so bad that he couldn't do it. You can't know. You can't have Menuchas HaNefesh. I have big donors. You think you have big donors. You had big donors. You don't have anything. But no. Anytime I think it's going to come from someone, it doesn't come. So I know I rely only on the Rabbeinu Shalalem and the peace of mind. There's nothing to worry about. He's not short of funds. He's not affected by COVID. He's not affected by inflation. He's not affected by the stock market. He's not affected by anything. And therefore, I have complete and total reliance that he can take care of everything. I have nothing to worry about. I hope that we can find, maybe in the drama that has been taking place the last year and a half, a bit of a lesson. Not to take so many things for granted. Not to assume that we have the situations under control, but to recognize that we're constantly, not just in a mokum sakona, no, not just when we're being pursued, but in every breath of life, we have to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we do that, then we become worthy of Choneini Elokim Choneini. We become worthy of every measure of HaTova V'Chesed. And it even enhances the bitochon that we have, that we should be protected from an enemy, from a tzora, but it takes it beyond and it says, I'm truly worthy of it. This gives it an extra measure of schus that I should be answered. I think if we can strengthen that constant awareness, that constant bitochen, I think it can make a difference, certainly in our menuchas hanefesh, and just as certainly in the ability to achieve the goals and the accomplishments and the blessings of life that we're looking for. Hashem should help that through this time of churban, we should be inspired to think of ge'ula, and to think of what we can do to bring about the ge'ula for individuals and the ge'ula for Klal Yisrael. And the formula seems very similar. It's a trust in Hashem, and it's not just a seasonal trust in Hashem, but it's an ongoing, endless trust in Hashem that gives us the greatest advantage in influencing the future and in creating in our own lives a true sense of menuchas hanefesh. That's my story.
Ready, can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
I didn't fully understand the connection. You're saying how you can make this with fishbone. What does that do with fishbone?
So what I say is like this. The we're constantly waiting for the Mashiach. Mechakim anachnu loch. Achake lo b'chol yom sheyovoi. Okay, and that's a schus that entitles it to happen. At Be'ezus Hashem, it will happen. But I'm saying there's a dimension that can be added to that. Because I see from this Avrom ben Ramoch that there's a dimension that's added when I'm not just in the time of the Tzorah or at the moment of the Tzorah or when the focus is on the Tzorah, that for the Tzorah I'm relying on Hashem. I rely on Hashem for everything. He says, his words are very strong. He says, Roy lechosh et chreni, why? Fisha ain betcheni b'cho be'ez tzora levad. I'm not just one of these seasonal boitchim that when the going goes rough, then I turn to Hashem. Ki b'cho botcho nafshi me'oz ve'ad ato. And now, when I have this bitochen, I'm even more worthy that you should answer me from my tzora. So I say, the churban, the golus, we're worthy, we're waiting, we're mechakim anachloch, we're b'chol yom, achakelo b'chol yom sheyovoy. We can add to that a schus, that lishuoscho kivino kol hayom. I don't only wait for the Yeshua of the end of the golus, I'm kol hayom, I'm mechakel, mitzapel lishua, every dimension, every act, every responsibility, every challenge, every non-challenge, every step, every breath, I'm constantly relying on Hashem. When I have this mood that I'm always reliant on Hashem, then that adds a dimension to the reliance for the Mashiach that says, I'm not just focusing, I want the end of the Tzoras. I'm always with you. I'm always focused on you. I'm always connected to you, and that gives it a greater strength.